Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When I Am Gone, Poems for Times of Loss and Grief by Becky Hemsley, is a heartfelt poetry collection dedicated to helping people navigate the often turbulent emotions that accompany loss. The book emerges as a gentle companion, offering readers a space to reflect, process, and begin healing through thoughtfully crafted verses. Hemsley's approach is noticeably compassionate, seeking to validate the unique and deeply personal experiences of grief that everyone encounters at some point in life. Within its pages are poems that offer comfort, express the confusion of sorrow, and celebrate the enduring impact that loved ones have on our hearts and minds, even after they are gone. The author has an innate understanding of how words can act as a salve, providing reassurance to those unsure of how to articulate their pain or who feel isolated in their mourning. The gentle cadence and evocative imagery used throughout the collection create a meditative experience, inviting readers to pause and sit with their feelings. Whether you are enduring fresh heartache or revisiting grief from years past, this book promises to meet you where you are, providing solace and hope for brighter days ahead. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding and validating grief. One of the book's foundational topics is its comprehensive exploration of the grieving process. Becky Hemsley delves into the different facets of grief, illuminating the varied ways it can manifest: anger, numbness, longing, or even guilt. Her poems offer validation to the reader's experience, emphasizing that there is no right or wrong way to mourn. This central thread reassures individuals that their emotions are valid and shared by others, reducing feelings of isolation. Hemsley's gentle voice guides readers away from societal expectations or timelines for healing, instead encouraging them to honor their unique journeys. Through lyrical imagery and poignant metaphors, she underscores that grief is not linear, nor is it something to rush or suppress. The poetry provides gentle permission to pause, reflect, or lean into sorrow, assisting readers in accepting the unpredictable waves that often accompany loss. Secondly, the healing power of remembrance. Another vital theme centers around remembering those we have lost. The book's poems interlace reminiscence and reverence for the loved ones who have passed, highlighting how memories can serve as both a balm and a means of maintaining connection. Hemsley skillfully guides readers through the tender act of remembrance, recollecting the laughter, kindness, or wisdom gifted by those who are no longer present. This process is portrayed as an act of ongoing love, not just a backward glance. Rather than presenting remembrance as something painful, the verses suggest it can heal, bridge distances, and foster gratitude for shared times. Readers are invited to cherish the imprints made upon their lives, encouraging them to recount stories and special moments as a method of celebration amid grief. Thirdly, navigating change and transformation. Loss inevitably changes us, and this collection of poems does not shy away from examining how grief transforms individuals. Hemsley explores the shifts in identity, perspective, and daily life that emerge when someone dear is gone. The poems offer a nuanced acknowledgement of the dissonance between life before and after loss, prompting readers to reflect on how they have evolved in response to sorrow. Yet, amidst the upheaval, the author finds room for hope and self-discovery. Transformation is depicted as difficult and, at times, unwelcome, but ultimately, Hemsley suggests that growth can emerge from even the rawest pain. Her words encourage embracing the person we become through grief, with patience and gentleness, instead of resisting the changes brought by loss. Fourthly, the solitude and community of grief. An important topic throughout the book is the paradox of solitude and community in mourning. Grief often feels like an intensely personal and isolating experience, yet When I Am Gone also highlights the universality of loss. Hemsley's poems frequently reference collective experiences, shared tears, mutual comforts, and community support. She recognizes the unique journey each person faces while underscoring the ways in which reaching out, commemorating together, or simply acknowledging another's pain can ease burdens. The poetry provides reassurance that it is normal to oscillate between seeking solitude and craving connection. Readers are reminded that they are not alone in their sorrow, and that support, whether a listening ear or a shared poem, can make a significant difference. Lastly, finding hope and forward movement. The book concludes many of its sections and poems with gentle threads of hope, encouraging readers not to remain stagnant in their sorrow. Hemsley crafts words that serve as signposts towards acceptance, resilience, and eventual peace. She never insists that readers move on or forget, but subtly affirms that healing, while gradual, is possible. Hope is characterized in small moments: a sunrise, a fond memory, a feeling of presence. Hemsley's perspective invites readers to move forward without guilt, honoring both their loss and their capacity for renewal. The collection ends on a note of quiet encouragement, advocating for self-compassion and the courage to embrace life anew while carrying memories with grace. In conclusion, When I Am Gone, Poems for Times of Loss and Grief is a deeply moving resource for anyone who is experiencing bereavement or emotional upheaval. Its pages offer comfort not only for those enduring the pain of loss, but also for friends, family members, or caregivers seeking words to support others. Hemsley's poetry acts as a gentle guide through the often overwhelming landscape of grief, returning again and again to key human truths: that everyone grieves differently, that love endures through memory, and that hope can coexist with heartache. This book is particularly beneficial for people who find it difficult to express their emotions verbally, or who need validation that their feelings are natural and shared. It stands apart from other grief books by combining the therapeutic power of poetry with a compassionate, inclusive perspective. Rather than overwhelming readers with advice or rigid steps, Hemsley offers solace and gentle encouragement, making the work accessible no matter where one is on the grieving journey. By tapping into the universal experience of loss and reminding readers that sorrow and love are deeply interconnected, the book has the power to offer healing and remind us that moving forward does not mean letting go. Purchasing this book provides lasting value for anyone seeking comfort, understanding, or a way to honor a loved one beyond traditional prose or manuals. It is a volume to return to again and again, whenever grief feels heavy or when a gentle voice is needed most. If you would like to support Becky Hemsley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.